Christa Ludwig was that rarity, a singer just as memorable singing intimately as when bursting forth at full throttle. As you just heard, Ludwig could take hushed music like the farewell from Mahler's Das Lied von der Erde and stop your heart with it, making you feel you were the only listener in her world. But she could also tear into dramatic music like Ortrud's invocation to the pagan gods in Wagner's Lohengrin with a force that left you breathless. The chronology and the basic facts of Ludwig's career are familiar. She was born in Berlin in 1928. She was trained by her mother, who'd sung major mezzo-soprano roles. She was already on stage in professional opera at just 18 in Frankfurt as Orlovsky in Die Fledermaus. She spent nearly a decade accumulating both lyric and dramatic mezzo repertoire in German houses before joining the Vienna Staatsoper as Cherubino in 1955. America first heard her in 1959 at Lyric Opera as Dorabella. Her Met debut happened just a month later as Cherubino. She enjoyed decades of triumphs in every important opera house, concert hall, and recital venue up to her last American performance, Fricka in die Walküre, in 1993. The following year, Clytemnestra in Elektra was her farewell to her home house, the Vienna Staatsoper. She sang more than 100 roles, plus a vast song and concert repertoire. What was it about this career that enabled Christa Ludwig to stay the course so gloriously for nearly half a century? There was the sheer conviction of her performances, a kind of passionate belief in what she was doing. She was simply born to be a singer. She grew up backstage, not only because of her mother's career. Her father was a baritone, later a tenor, and finally a stage manager and opera administrator. By the time Ludwig arrived at Lyric, the tools needed for a major international career were all there. At barely 30, she was a thoroughly seasoned, totally polished performer. As Dorabella, she must have seemed sent from heaven. Lyric assembled one of the greatest casts ever to sing Così fan tutte, and its greatest asset was Ludwig's partnership with Elisabeth Schwarzkopf. They had the give and take that we long for in every Dorabella and Fiordiligi, like two fabulous tennis players on the same doubles team. That Dorabella reminds me of the wonderful phone conversation I had with Christa Ludwig at the time of Lyric's 50th anniversary season, for which she was a special honoree. To my surprise, she had a very light, girlish speaking voice, and like her Dorabella, in every word she was incredibly vivid, energetic, and endearing. The year after her Lyric debut, she came back to us in a role that couldn't have been further removed from Dorabella, Fricka in Die Walküre. She set the standard for her generation in that role through sheer dignity and eloquence. Oh, Those two roles, Dorabella and Fricka, show you the contrast Ludwig was capable of. Lightness and lovability on the one hand, and womanliness, passion, and majesty on the other. The miracle of her performances was their characterfulness. Yes, that voice was always instantly recognizable, but no matter who Ludwig was playing, you invariably believed that hers was the only voice the character could have had. That meant that over the years, she was able to play everyone from Cherubino and Octavian to Carmen, Ortrud, Eboli and Don Carlo, and Marie in Wozzeck. The technique to move easily from style to style was Ludwig's to command. She said she had a tough time with languages, but you'd never know it. In any text, her words always came across strongly and idiomatically. And she had natural acting talent. We can see on video she absorbed every character completely. Following Fricka, Ludwig's next two roles at Lyric aren't associated with her at all, but clearly the company's general manager, Carol Fox, heard strong Italianate possibilities in her voice. Ludwig took on Preziosilla in La Forza del Destino, and a similarly wide-ranging but much more dramatic role that was definitely soprano territory, Elena in Mefistofele. There's no documentation of Ludwig in those operas, but a decade later in Vienna, her Lady Macbeth gives a sense of what she was like in large-scale Italian repertoire. At the Met, Vienna, San Francisco, other major houses, and on records, Ludwig was acknowledged as the Octavian of her time. But when she returned to Lyric in 1970, with a reprise in 1973, her role in Der Rosenkavalier was the Marschallin, which she hugely preferred. Audiences expect trouser roles from any mezzo with a figure for them. Ludwig hated having to work so hard to keep her figure trim in order to wear Octavian's trousers. It was momentous for her in Vienna in 1968 when she sang her first Marschallin. It was a role few, if any, mezzos had sung at that time. She could more than handle it vocally, and the character's warmth, femininity, and wisdom all came effortlessly to her. Ludwig's mother's stage career had alternated between mezzo and soprano parts, which had damaged her voice. She cautioned her daughter against making that same mistake. Ludwig did have her share of soprano roles, Fidelio, Lady Macbeth, the Marschallin, Marie. There were also a lot of what the Germans call Zwischenfach roles, poised between soprano and mezzo. Ludwig spent years thinking about Brünnhilde, Isolde, and Elektra, but she never sang them on stage. Instead, she contented herself with excerpts from those roles in concert and on records. As a result, her voice kept its distinctiveness and its strength to the end. What people expected in a Ludwig performance, above all, was a velvet in the sound that no other mezzo of the time could match. She could use it to communicate fabulous sex appeal. No Ludwig portrayal shows that better than Venus in her attempted seduction of Tannhäuser. Ludwig was a star, but also a team player, inspiring her partners and eager to be inspired by them. She enjoyed extraordinary collaborations with the pianist Gerald Moore, the conductors Otto Klemperer, Herbert von Karajan, Carl Böhm, and Leonard Bernstein, and with her first husband, the mellow-voiced, immensely lovable Austrian bass baritone Walter Berry. Ludwig and Berry were married from 1956 to 1971, but even after they divorced and found new mates, they continued to perform together. In all of opera, no husband's devotion to his wife is expressed more movingly than in the Act III duet from Strauss's Die Frau ohne Schatten. Ludwig and Berry achieved legendary status singing that opera in Vienna and New York. They gave the music everything they had and transfixed their audiences. It was Strauss singing for the ages. From the late 1970s until her retirement, Ludwig was sparing with her opera appearances. The roles she did take on were supporting ones, in a lower range than before. Erda in Das Rheingold, the old prioress in Dialogues of the Carmelites. And in both Vienna and Salzburg, she was an irrepressible Mistress Quickly in Falstaff. In retirement, Ludwig has been very active with teaching, coaching, and masterclasses. In her wonderful autobiography, she very candidly declares that singing was a job for her. It's one she doesn't miss at all. This year, on March 16th, she'll turn 85, so I want to join her innumerable admirers worldwide in wishing her a very happy birthday. In spite of all the thrillingly dramatic ladies she's portrayed on stage, I always think of Christa Ludwig first as Dorabella, with that unique warmth in her voice. Lively, flirtatious, deliciously feminine, and totally adorable.